You're listening to SBS News.
On March 8th, more than 86,000 people packed into the Melbourne Cricket Ground to watch Australia's women's cricket team defeat India in the T20 World Cup final. But 4 days later, the foundations of world sport were shaken like never before. The NBA suspended its season after Utah Jazz player Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. Officials abruptly cancelled a game between the Jazz and Oklahoma City Thunder.
You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight.
The following day, the Australian Formula One Grand Prix was cancelled. The NBL Grand Final Series was cut short just 3 games into a 5-game series, with the Perth Wildcats declared champions. The AFL pressed ahead and started its season without fans. It was shut down at the conclusion of round one. CEO Gillon McLachlan says it was facing the biggest financial crisis in the sport's history.
This is just unprecedented for all businesses, for our communities, for Australians. And so there are a lot of people having to make tough decisions to get us through this.
The NRL followed suit within 24 hours and suspended its season. Like McLachlan, Australian Rugby League Commission Chairman Peter Verlandis expressed concerns.
It could have catastrophic effects on us moving forward. Our money will only last so long, and once it's extinguished, we are in big trouble. And Australia without rugby league is not Australia. The government has to assist us in this crisis because it's not of our own doing.
2 days later, the Tokyo Olympics were postponed until 2021. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says there was simply no other choice.
In order to safeguard the health of the athletes and everybody involved in the Olympic Games, that we have to postpone.
But not all events could or would be delayed. Wimbledon was cancelled for the first time since World War II. The Belarusian Premier League remained one of the few sporting competitions in the world to continue as the world shut down to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. As case numbers dropped across the world, sporting organisations declared their intentions to return. The NRL set a target date of May 28. Despite much scepticism, it became the first Australian sport to resume. So too did the AFL on June 11th, both returning without crowds. The trend continued worldwide. Football's English Premier League returned in mid-June and was won by Liverpool. It was the club's first title in 30 years. Australian and New Zealand football fans also had a reason to celebrate after winning hosting rights to the 2023 Women's World Cup.
And now, I can announce the host country of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023, which will be Australia.
Novak Djokovic was also in party mode, but his mood quickly changed. He and several other tennis players tested positive for COVID-19 during a European exhibition tour which he organised. The virus also made a resurgence in Australia in late June. Melbourne's second wave forced all 10 of Victoria's AFL teams to move interstate into hubs. Bubble environments were created to allow competitions like the NBA to resume. Meanwhile, the A-League was completed almost entirely in New South Wales. Sydney FC were crowned champions for a record 5th time, defeating Melbourne City in the final. Ryan Grant scored the winning goal for the Sky Blues.
Taking out Ryan Grant, chesting it home!
Grand Slam tennis returned with the US Open, and Novak Djokovic again made headlines for the wrong reason. The Serbian was defaulted from the tournament for hitting a line judge. Crowds remained shut out of events in the US, but it wouldn't stop Los Angeles sports fans from celebrating triumphs for the Lakers in the NBA and the Dodgers in the MLB. Restrictions eased in Queensland, allowing for the AFL Grand Final to proceed in front of a near-capacity crowd in Brisbane. Richmond secured a third premiership in 4 years, storming back to defeat Geelong. Victoria was the title state as the Storm ended the Panthers' 17-game win streak in the NRL Grand Final. And the Melbourne Vixens won the Super Netball, overcoming the West Coast Fever. In November, Rugby League State of Origin decider was contested in front of the biggest crowd in the world since the pandemic took hold. Queensland upset New South Wales in front of more than 52,000 fans at home. Meanwhile, an entire sporting community held their collective breaths after Formula One driver Romain Grosjean crashed at the Bahrain Grand Prix. He escaped his burning car after being trapped for 28 seconds. The Frenchman believed he was going to die.
All my muscle relaxes. Almost, not have a smile, but in peace with myself, thinking I'm dead, I will die, and then I thought, which part's gonna burn first? Is it the foot? Is it the hands? Is it gonna be painful? Very, very strange feeling.
2020 was a year of loss. Basketball great Kobe Bryant, cricket legend Dean Jones, and football icon Diego Maradona, just some of the iconic sporting figures to die this year.